For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I think this might be the day. First off, welcome to 96.5 The Fan. This is Fesco and Dusty on a Friday. Bob, I think this is the day people are going to hate me.
Why are people going to hate you today, Dustin?
Because I can't take it anymore.
Oh, boy. Here we go. You've had a nice little run for a month. Yeah. Don't give it all away. No, one meltdown on the air, Dustin.
I'm not going to melt down. I'm just... So you have done this thing before where... We have dove into the text line from the night of.
Well, you're doing it, yeah, this morning. I kind of stayed away today because I didn't want to wade into that cesspool.
I cannot believe the humor in this text line. And I know there's some of you that are on this text line that are listening to this wonderful program that we call Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan that is produced by our executive producer, Mac Morin. But let me get started before I get into my reasoning why everyone needs to just calm down.
Calm down, baby.
From the 913, Lynch was warming up in the 7th.
Oh, boy.
But Q didn't put him in and forgot about him in the 8th.
Lynch has stunk all year.
From the 816, John Schreiber is trash.
Oh, boy, here we go.
From the 913.
Who are we firing today?
Yeah. Here we go. From the 816, what's the point in making the playoffs if your bullpen is trash? The Royals will be 0-2 and a barbecue, saving the headache. Time to pay attention to the competent team. Go Chiefs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They lost a game in the regular season last night and sit a game and a half out of first place and have one of the best records in baseball. Look, last night was not a good night for the Royals, as we know, right? Looked like Kyle Isbell probably won that thing, right? With a nice little base hit there by Kyle Isbell, clearing the bases, getting that little double, giving you that lead, right? Singer, very nice start last night for him. A good bounce back for, he must have heard me saying he doesn't belong on the postseason roster because he pitched well last
quality
night.
Start.
Very nice job by Brady Singer. Kept you in the ball game.
I like your reverse psychology.
Well, I mean, that's how it works, right?
Yeah.
And then the eighth inning happens, and Ursay and Vinny get hurt on the same play, and the result of the game ultimately really doesn't matter, Dusty, today, because you look around and you go, okay, what happened to Vinny? What happened to Ursay? How long are they going to be out? How serious are those injuries? And you start to think about losing your best piece out of the bullpen and arguably kind of the glue guy that holds this team together. And, oh, by the way, he has almost 100 RBIs on the season as well in Vinny Pasquantino. And so they, you know, if you didn't see the game last night, we've got the play. We can play it and let you hear how it went. This is what happened in 45 seconds. Could change the course of this season.
The pitch. Fastball chopped right back to Ursay. He knocks it down with his bare right hand. Picks it up, throws wide to first, and it hits off the sidewall. And now Altuve comes in to score. Blanco picks up the ricochet and lofts it toward the plate to make sure that Caratini stays at third. And Vinny Pasquantino is shaken up at first. He got clipped by Yiner Diaz running up the first base line with the throw on the inside of the bag. Pasquantino is holding his right wrist, and he is clearly in a ton of pain right
ton
now.
Ton of pain.
And Lucas Ursay might be in some pain, too.
Ton of pain.
After trying to grab that chopper with his bare right hand, his pitching hand, and knocking it down without the glove.
Gosh,
there it is, right there.
Ton of pain. Vinny
there
didn't even grimace on his face. Yep. Didn't even show any demeanor. That he's in a ton of pain.
Ton of pain.
Oh,
ton of pain.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Four, 4-4 so far in their first eight games in the Riptide. Season's over.
Season's over. People
not
are panicking.
Make the playoffs. 3.5 game lead on Boston. Won a game. A game and a 2.5 games over Minnesota. Game and a half behind Cleveland. Playoffs are over.
Yep. Done. Forget about it.
8-1-6. Spike in St. Joe.
Yep.
Disappointed. All caps. Not mad. Not upset. Disappointed.
The disappointed.
In all caps. Because we're better than we play tonight.
It was a regular season baseball game that you lost. The result doesn't matter when you have the injuries that occurred. And that needs kind of to be the focus of this one, not the game itself.
From the 8-1-6, I'm still behind the boys in blue 100%.
Good.
That means they're not.
They're not.
But it's tough to stomach when you go from so much hope to heartache in just 9 innings. Thanks, Vern. Karen in Independence.
All right, Karen. Go call the manager. You want Q's number? I mean, I don't understand how people can ride the wave of baseball like they do. That's why, you know, I look at a guy like Mac Cutrero and I look at a guy like Ned Yost and I look at guys who were never really that emotional inside that dugout. And that's the way you have to be. You cannot ride this wave of emotion every single night with a baseball team. You can't watch baseball like you do football. You can't watch baseball like it's one day a week and everything is on the line every single night, because it's not. You have the opportunity to rebound and get back and find a way to win. But, you know, with this situation that happened last night, hopefully there's, you know, no long-term injuries to Vinny. Hopefully there's no long-term injuries to Urseg, because those are two key guys on your team. And Matt Cutrero said after the game that they're getting x-rays on their hands. And this was the quote with Matty Q last night after the game. I guess somebody said, what did you say to Urseg about his outing? He goes, I didn't say anything. He was in pain when he touched his fingers, so really there wasn't a need for a conversation because I knew he wasn't going to throw another pitch. they're getting x-rays on their hands. We don't have much to say about that yet. Brady Singer, obviously, I hope for the best. Both are huge parts of this team. They help us win games a lot this year. It senses like there is some kind of concern. We'll have Vern on at 8:20 today. We're having Vern on for a totally different reason. You and I were talking yesterday about the postseason roster and what you do with Brady Singer. And so I called Vern after the show, and I'm like, hey, you want to come on tomorrow and talk about that? He goes, yeah, I'd love to get in on that conversation. I'm like, cool. All right, cool. 8:20. We'll see it, right? And then, last night happens, and Vern can probably give us more information about what went on, you know, last night from an injury perspective. But judging by the tenor of some messages that I received from people on Twitter last night and the text line and some of these quotes, I don't know if we're hoping for the best or what's going on right now. But it was a scary situation last night. Like, if you lose Vinny Pasquantino, Dusty, for any period of time, that sucks. And that is something to get upset about. That is something to get frustrated about, especially Urseg too. I mean, because there's not a lot of guys you can rely on. Bubic was really nice last night out of the pen. I thought he was nasty and filthy, but Urseg has been your guy. And the last two outings for Urseg haven't been outstanding, you know, Wednesday and Thursday. And now he's potentially hurt. And, you know, that's what happens when you try to catch a 93 mile an hour shot off a bat with your bare hand. So we got some concerns. I mean, there are some concerns about the health of the players. I'm not concerned about the loss. You can bounce back from those losses. That's not that big a deal. It's the health of the players now that really becomes the focus of this thing.
Two things. Half the city gets exactly what they wanted, because so many people be like, oh, I want to see Freddie Fermin play every day. Well, guess what? Now Salvador Perez can play first base every day or every other day, and Freddie Fermin can play catcher. So there's one thing that can patch up your distasteful thoughts of like, what are we going to do now? Well, now you get what you want, half the city, because I've heard so many people be like, Freddie Fermin's the most underrated, unappreciated Royal, needs more playing time. Now you're going to get it.
Yes, because he's backing up a Hall of Famer. Freddie Fermin is getting the amount of playing time that Freddie Fermin should get
He's going to get a lot more time.
And when you have guys that are backups and you start to insert them in the lineup on an everyday basis, the league catches up to them. They find the holes in their swing, they find what they do wrong, and they expose that on you. And so, rooting for the backup guy is nice. Because we all feel like we're the underdog in life, right? I don't think anybody other than our friend Mark probably thinks they're not the underdog in life. But everybody believes they're the underdog in life. So we always root for the underdog, right? Sometimes the underdog is the underdog for a reason, because they're not as good as the guy that's right there in front of them. And so that's where I've always been that way. And every once in a while, somebody surprises you and go, okay, yeah, I was wrong on that one. But with Freddie Fermin right now, he was getting the exact amount of playing time. Same with Blanco, the exact amount of playing time. You don't want to overexpose guys. Right. And so we'll see what happens going forward now. I'm holding my breath on Vinny and Urseg, and hopefully it's nothing something big, because that's the one thing we haven't had to deal with this year, Dusty, is a real key injury to anybody on this team.
You got all the way to August 30th. And
if they look, and if it ends today because of the injury, didn't you have fun this year and realize like this organization's
ending?
In a great spot?
What is ending?
I don't know. According to the text line,
what
that
in the world
Vinny's
is
hand
ending
or,
today?
Vinny's hand or wrist are broken,
no,
you guys.
Not.
It's a wrap, it
you
says.
You don't know that.
Yeah, that's
you
what it says.
I know,
that's
you,
what the text line says.
I understand that, but what is ending? What is possibly ending for the Royals today?
August.
They're two ahead against Minnesota. They're a game and a half behind Cleveland. They have a 5.5 game against Boston. Chill the F out. It's one game. They got three more. They're 500 so far on this riptide. Golly. You don't know diddly poo about the freaking injury because nobody does. God, it's so annoying to see this. Like, give me the football season. It's already here.
Football season is here. Did you
what
see Colorado
mean,
last night?
Yes. Ball hit 5 inches to the left. Bobby turns a double play. Fair. Optimism.
Yeah.
This text is perfect. People, everyone with bipolar tendencies need to stay the F away from baseball.
Yeah.
If you can't handle one loss, yes, does it hurt when you see injuries because you have not seen them all year? It's fine. Dusty, you're overreacting to the text line. You must relax, my friend. Look, I'm fine. I just don't understand it. I don't get it. Like, it's one loss. Your bullpen blew it again. You should be used to that. Your bullpen does that. Vibes were so high 2 days ago. They're not anymore. Dusty, calm down. Go smoke a bowl. Can't do that. I'm on the job. I can give you the address. You can drop something off from the state of Missouri.
Look, let's just say it is something long-term with Vinny, okay? Let's just have that conversation real fast. Let's say there is something long-term with Vinny. Everybody else is just going to have to step it up, right? And this team has done a good job of that this year. Now,
what happens if they win three straight
against
Houston?
Right, then everybody's happy and everybody's back,
if
right?
If they win three straight against Houston, these people that text in saying the season's over have no optimism, you have to lose your royal fandom.
Let me ask
Sell
you this,
your jersey.
Though. Do you believe, and we'll judge the text line on this, you and Mac as well.
Yeah.
Do you believe that the Royals can make it into the postseason if Vinny is out for an extended period
yes,
of time?
They have I do too. And a half yeah. Game
yes.
lead.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't know
yeah.
if people know how this works. I'm not sure people do. You have a 5.5 lead against Boston, who's the last team or the first team out.
Yeah.
Right? That means you have to lose six consecutive games, and Boston has to win six consecutive games. Boston lost last night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
Boston lost last night. Nothing happened there. So even if you are a wild card team, and even if you do think, oh, well, they didn't win the division, season's a failure. No, it's not. The season is already a success. They are going to be a playoff team. There are 27 games left in the season, and they have a 5.5 game cushion.
Right.
Shut up. Oh, the season's over. This team just can't do it. Dusty, you need to go pumpkin picking and have some cider this weekend. Sign me up.
Go for it, buddy. It's good. It's good for you.
The thing that's just crazy to me is that these people that can go from so high up to just literally giving up everything is over. Is Dusty going to start crying? No.
I could have had donuts down in Lewisburg and cider.
I'm not going to start crying 816, but you're going to start kissing my ass. How's that taste?
I could have done pumpkin picking. I could have had donuts down in Lewisburg and cider. But
son
no, I watched your sorry ass play.
Ugh. Golly. Baseball coverage of 965 The Fan, sponsored by, presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every play ever. Say AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. It's Bob Fesco and Dusty Likens. I've relaxed. Coming up, college football started last night, and my team, I told you you're going to start hating me. My team won. Your team won. Their team won. We had a great night. It's Mac Moore, executive producer, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, and this is Fesco and Dusty.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Sorry for those of you that couldn't handle my my little frustrated rant. I apologize.
And you're not frustrated with the team. You're just frustrated with the situation of the roller coaster ride. Yeah. That's sports. That's the emotion. I can't believe, like, you know, it, how I've changed, because usually that's me melting down about stuff like that, as you know. It's nice to see. Nice to see your shirt matches your face on a Red Friday here, Dustman.
Well, that's because I played golf yesterday.
Oh, I think it's because you're yelling and screaming. Man, it was hot again yesterday, but this morning is beautiful weather out there. Good text that came in that I really do kind of resonate with from the 816. There may have been some traumatic flashbacks to 2016 when Moose and Gordon collided and what could have been. And you know, that 2016 season to me was determined because of injury. Kane was out for a while that year, and then that Moose-Gordon collision in Chicago that ended up knocking Moose out for a while, and they weren't able to overcome those injuries. And again, we'll have to wait and see just how long Vinny is potentially going to be out and Ursig is potentially going to be out before we have our jump to conclusion mats here. But let's just say it is an extended period of time, right? Now you're going to have other guys step up. And guys have been stepping up all year. We were kind of talking in the break. Paul DeJong, man, that may turn out to be one of the most important signings now.
Can he play first base?
Well, I don't know. Anybody can play first base. I did. I was fat and out of shape for most of my life. So, I mean, like, I think he could probably go over there. It's not like playing third base is hard. Playing shortstop is hard. Playing first base, I'm not gonna discount it in Major League Baseball, but I mean, Salvi plays first base, okay? Mm-hmm. So I think if Salvi can play first base, I think Paul DeJong can probably go out there and play a little first base as well. But the thing that I'm going to miss most about Vinny, if it's an extended period of time, how do you make up for that, just that guy? You know what I'm saying? Like, he's that guy inside that locker room. He's that guy that drives in runs. Like, he's kind of been, next to Bobby, your perfect player this year. Like, right. the kind of that locker room favorite. Everybody rallies around him. Everybody loves Vinny. And whatnot. And if he's out for an extended period of time, how do they make up for that guy? And how do you make up for his production in the lineup too? So other guys are just going to have to step up, right? Like it's going to be time for Salvi to step it up a little bit more. And Paul DeJong and Garcia, who I love Garcia. Like, I don't know. I may be on my own about that. I love watching that guy play baseball. He's just a nice baseball player to me. Michael Massey going to have to step it up a little bit. And look, Kyle Isbell's been swinging the bat real well of late too. So, I mean, that double that he had yesterday. So it's you know, if there is an extended injury, and again, we don't know, and we'll let you know when we find out what's going on with Vinny and Ursig, but let's just say there are extended injuries and they're out for a while. You got to walk into that locker room today if you're Q and be like, all right, guys, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for somebody else to step up and assert themselves on the scene and maybe play themselves into a contract.
913-586-7965. We can take your phone calls throughout the day if you'd like.
Yeah.
Text message coming in from the same number, three straight texts. It's crap. Crap was all text.
Right.
The one following that was, at least the Royals got me to football season. Nice season this year. Better luck next
year.
But
the season is not over yet. Like, that's the thing. Oh. Like, you got a ways to go. And you know, I mean, yeah, losing Vinny could be tough, and it could be deflating for this team. Losing Ursae could be tough. It could be deflating for this team. But teams aren't based on one guy. Fellas, we won a playoff game when Patrick Mahomes was hurt. We had a quarterback lead a 99-yard drive twice, you know, in the postseason, right? We also won regular season games when Patrick Mahomes was hurt, right? That's what good teams do. They rally. They rally around their backups. And I believe the Royals have good leadership and good players and good character guys in that organization that if there is a long-term injury to Vinny, guys are going to rally around and it's going to be okay. Like, again, we won some games in the postseason without Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. Like, it can be done. You just have to believe in yourselves.
And then the final text. The Royals tried their best this season. Dusty, settle down. There's always next season. You'll probably still be on the show next year.
Wow. What kind of text is that? What do you mean probably? If Dusty goes, I go. I'm just going to say that.
Let
right
him
now.
Have it, Kansas City. Let the guy have it. I'll probably be here next year.
You may have an opportunity to stick around.
Wow. The Royals tried their best this season. Dusty, settle down.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad. There is always next season. You'll probably still be on the show next year. Thanks. I didn't know you were my boss. Anyways, I hope so. The thing that's great about yesterday, too, is that if the Royals pissed you off, you could have always flipped over to other channels like ESPN, ESPN Plus, or SEC Network. Obviously, on ESPN Plus, you didn't need to watch much. Kansas housed their opponent.
Yeah, watched a little of the Lindenwood game. I like watching Devin Neal. Right? You didn't need to watch much. How about Kansas's uniforms, though, guys? How awesome were those?
Right? The frosty blue.
Oh, my goodness. Like, every time I see these great uniforms by any team in professional sports, I always look at the Chiefs and go, come on.
Yeah.
Really? Come on.
Right.
Come on. Really?
Can't do it.
Sable sandwich? Come on. Let's go.
Nope.
So I think like, come on, Chiefs. Like, everybody was going crazy about those Kansas uniforms yesterday. Yeah. And then they played, you know, and did what they were supposed to. Kansas and Missouri did exactly what they were supposed to do last night. They took on a weak opponent and they housed them. And that's all you take away from those games. Neither game was close. Neither game was really entertaining or exciting or anything like that. Those teams did exactly what you're supposed to do. And sometimes in sports, you don't do exactly what you're supposed to do. Kansas and Missouri, nicely done. K-State, now the onus is on you. Take care of business this weekend. Do exactly what you were supposed to do. But I think for the three of us, we were kind of captivated again by Colorado, your Buffaloes, right?
Yeah. Got that dub, baby.
I mean, I'm going to tell you what. North Dakota State, I got down a rabbit hole on them.
Mm-hmm.
Good program, as we know. I think people underestimate North Dakota State,
Every
year, people underestimate North Dakota State. And they were up, what, 7-0 early? Mm-hmm. And everybody's tweeting about how Deion could never be a professional coach. Like, the world is wanting Deion Sanders to fail. I want Deion Sanders to have success. Last night was as exciting a college football. Like, I don't know, dude. Like, every time I watch Colorado, I feel like it's this huge game loaded with excitement, right? Like, the atmosphere, it's just different than watching other college football games. And boy, I had a fun time watching those guys last night.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, and somebody in the text line said it too. They said, Dusty, as much as I hate to say it, Colorado is going to need to score on every possession because their defense is that bad. Not great.
Right.
Right.
And
I don't think Colorado is one of those teams. And this is, you know, obviously coming from somebody who roots for the Colorado Buffaloes. That is, to me, Colorado's not a team that's going to win 9-10 games. Colorado's a team that's going to win probably maybe anywhere from 6-8 if they're lucky. But the best thing about Colorado is that they're the most paid attention 5-7 win team. And why is that? Because they're simply entertaining.
Yes.
Now, you can hate him for all the right reasons or hate him for all the wrong reasons. I hate Deion Sanders. He's a bag. That's a lot of people's opinion. I don't like the way that he's treating college football. That's people's opinion. Deion Sanders opens up bank accounts for kids on his teams whose dads are coaches. Love it. Deion Sanders does all these things, gives his kids a reason to want to play at the top level they want to play at. I understand if you don't like Deion Sanders. I also understand it if you're in my sort of situation where you like him. I've always told people I've always been a fan of the bad guy. One of my favorite characters of a lot of movies is Dennis Hopper in Speed. The way that he's manipulated, the way that he keeps you involved, the way that you know, consistently watch, like The Rock in wrestling when he was the bad guy and not the face, to me, was a much better character.
Hey, we all rooted for Walter White, right?
And you can say what you want. Walter White was a bad dude.
Bad guy.
In very many ways. Yeah. And the thing about it is,
we all rooted for Saul Goodman, too, and he wasn't much better.
Slimy. Not at all. He was hosing old people out of money. He's getting them, you know.
Yeah.
So the thing that I love about,
he's an animal away, right? Like, man. Yeah.
And the thing that's great about it is like, when you watch Colorado play, you see their playmakers. Like, I don't know about you. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are Nebraska fans within this area. They go play Nebraska next week. There will be more people rooting for Colorado win that game because of why the hatred for Nebraska is there.
Oh, yeah.
And if Colorado starts off 2-0, it made me think of the question. Like, is it better for college football if Colorado wins or if Colorado loses?
I think for me, I always think winning is better for everything.
For the sport of college football.
Yeah, it's better
not
if they
the
win.
Fan.
It's better if they win. It's much better if they win, because when they win, the casual fan comes out. And when the casual fan comes out, the sport wins. Because they've got the diehard fan, right? Like, college football has Binkley, right? Doesn't matter what Colorado does. They have Binkley. Colorado starts winning, people like you and me and Mac and you know, more casual fans, if you will, start paying attention because it's exciting. It's fun. It's neat. I think Colorado winning could be the best thing for college football this year outside of the new playoff. But Colorado winning this year because so many people want them to fail. Nobody's on the fence with this team. So I want them to go out there and win and give, you know, everybody a nice big poop burger to eat.
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing is that, like, I think that the human being, the person that doesn't like Colorado or doesn't like Deion, like Mac, and I'm not trying to, like, put Mac under a bus
No,
tire.
You either like Deion or you don't. You and I love Deion.
Yeah,
right?
And Mac doesn't like him.
Right.
But for Colorado to lose, that makes Mac happy. But it doesn't make the sport of college football better.
No, not at all.
Like, if Colorado takes the first four games of the season or the first three like they did last year, which everybody was like, their head was on a swivel, and everybody's like, okay, what the hell? Colorado beat TCU, beat the absolute snot out of Nebraska,
right?
And then all of a sudden they won their third game against, I think, Colorado State, mm-hmm. but it was close. Then they lost like every – then they lost to Oregon by like 50 points, and they got started getting beat by the Pac-12
They got
teams.
Beat like a drum, yeah.
Right. And the thing that's crazy about this is that I think that Deion is so polarizing that he can cause that sort of rift in the system where it's like you root against Colorado because you don't like Deion Sanders. But when they win, college football gets that much more escalated.
Oh, God, yes, it does.
Right?
It's good.
When Mizzou and KU were both good and they played each other every season, that was fantastic.
Those 2 years
were great.
Because
they both won. But when Mizzou's superior is so much higher than KU's, it was like,
right.
We'll see what happens. And the only thing you get out of all of that is just Mizzou fans be like, your program sucks. What does KU say? Let's play basketball. Well, next year when Mizzou and KU play, gonna be electric because both teams should be good. Both teams will be coming off good seasons. Both teams will be coming off seasons where they're probably gonna be ranked most of the season top 25. So if Colorado can keep winning, Deion's going to get a little bit louder and a little bit more colorful, which is going to cause hate. And what do we want more in this world, Bob? More love in the world and more hate in sports. And that is the perfect recipe.
It is. And you know, now we've got a big game coming up with them in Nebraska. And I know there's a lot of Nebraska fans around here. You go to Nebraska, you beat the Cornhuskers, man. That's a big win because, again, Nebraska, for whatever reason, always thinks they're going to be good. They're a middle of the pack team. They're a mid team at best. And Colorado still goes up there and wins, though. That's beating a brand name program on their home turf, right? So that would be a nice feather in the cap of Deion Sanders. But I'm watching this game last night. Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders are two legitimate talents in college football.
Top 10 picks next year.
And then Joe Horn's kid can flat out play too. He almost had 200 yards receiving, you know, last night for Colorado. Yeah, quietly good because, you know, Hunter and Shador and Deion, they kind of stole the spotlight last year. Mm. The Horn kid is really good, man. I like that kid a lot. I'm already, you know what? I'm going to, let's say, Brett, I know you're listening this morning. Go get Horn. That's the guy you draft, right? Because you're going to be drafting around 32 next year, right? Not around. You will be drafting 32 next year. Everybody's going to want another wide receiver. I like Horn from Colorado. 200 yards receiving yesterday. The guy's electric, man. He was just behind the defense all night long. And Travis Hunter will probably, as you mentioned, a top 10 pick. Shador Sanders can go out there and make plays. I mean, like, that interception that they had in the end zone where it hit the dude's foot, that's a freak interception.
That was insane.
I've never seen something like that. There was like the kick ball game back in the day. Like, oh my God, I can't believe that just happened. I thought it hit the ground. I didn't realize it hit the guy's foot up in the air. They intercepted it in the end zone. That's probably more points, either 3 or 7 in that situation. If that ball doesn't take a freaky bounce, the game looks a lot different than where it ended up being last night. Colorado is going to be a fun team. I don't know if they're going to be a good team because they can't play defense, but from an offensive standpoint, did you not have fun watching those guys? Like, sometimes we forget that it's okay to just have fun watching sports, you know?
Oh, they're a blast. As a hater, as you guys alluded to, they are going to be maybe the number one watch for me all season, pretty much, other than my Tennessee Volunteers. I'm going to cut out my day when they're playing, make sure I have a TV on Colorado every week. Even though, like you said, I don't think they're that good. They're really fun. They've got two top 10 picks, two elite players in Shador Sanders and Travis Hunter. The rest of that team blows, man. That's one thing with me that's just like, that's why I'm against Deion, because I just don't think he's that good of a coach or that great of a recruiter. I just would like to see one improvement from last year to this year. That's my thing. But, I mean, his son's out there getting killed.
Yeah, that offensive line is terrible, right? And I just think with him right now, with Deion, it's not necessarily about the X's and O's. I don't think anybody expected Deion to be an X's and O's type of coach. That's why he has a coaching staff around him. I don't know if you guys know who his offensive coordinator is. It took me a minute to figure it out. I'm looking at that guy. I'm like, that guy looks really familiar. Pat Shurmur's his offensive coordinator,
wow.
former NFL head coach. Not that he was any good as an NFL head coach.
Still.
But still, he's an NFL offensive coordinator, right?
Elite football.
You know who his D coordinator is, right?
I don't know.
Warren Sapp.
Oh, that's right.
I forgot about that.
Now, that doesn't, like, I don't know if Warren Sapp's a good coach. Hell of a player, hell of a motivator. Guy you want around the kids, you know, that type of guy.
And he might be a D line coach. I don't know, but I thought he was his D coordinator. Well, look, Colorado next Saturday, 6:30, Nebraska.
The urgency is elite.
Then it's Colorado State, then Baylor, UCF. But then they'll play Kansas State, Arizona, Cincinnati, Texas Tech, Utah. They play Kansas on Saturday the 23rd, all these games.
They've got Utah and Kansas back-to-back at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Utah, Kansas, run. Oklahoma State.
To finish
back
their
back
season.
Back-to-back.
That's a hell of a run. That's a gauntlet right there. Yeah, that is a gauntlet. Who would have thought we were talking about Kansas football being part of a gauntlet?
Seriously.
Well, thank you to Lance Leipold.
Yeah.
But we got to see those two teams as well with Missouri playing last night. It was 21-0 in the first 6 minutes.
I know, yeah. Like the Missouri game, congratulations.
It was Luther Burden. Right. Hello, Missouri might have another running back again this year. Then it was a pick six, and then it was like, all right, what are we going to do from here? What can we run? What can we work on? What can we do? They end up winning 51-0. Yeah. Nice call on the cover, Alex. Just kidding. That's Sports Gambling 101. Mm-hmm. But Murray State did not cover the 47.5.
No, I think Colorado Alex also said take the under on that one, too, right?
Yeah, he said take the under, take Murray State plus 47.5.
Right.
He did get the Kansas game right.
Yeah.
He did get the Colorado North Dakota State game right.
Yep.
So it was a mixed bag for one Alex goal, which is fine. If you bet those games individually, you broke even.
Right.
But again, look, this just shows you. And one night, we got to see two Big 12 teams play in Colorado and Kansas, who will play each other eventually. That should be a good game because you could say that Kansas is pretty good, but they have two studs in Devin Neal and Jalen Daniels.
Mm-hmm. If Daniels plays the whole year, like he's not proving he can. Devin Neal is a stud. I like him. Yeah.
He's the real deal.
Yeah, he is. I like that
guy. His nickname.
Yeah, the real deal, Devin Neal.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the thing that's crazy is that, you know, that was night one. And
whereas, that was Thursday night.
Whereas people will say, you know, I'm no longer optimistic about the Royals. How many of those same people are like, damn, this might be the year Missouri does?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. They beat Murray State 48-0 or whatever it was. Right?
Yeah. Oh, but those same people are in the boat of like, I don't know if this is a playoff team. They are.
How many people, though, on X are walking away from the Missouri game going, I don't know what I saw out there, and I don't know if they play like that, they'll never beat Alabama.
Well, my buddy who's a diehard Mizzou fan who, like, his entire family went to Mizzou.
Just say Carrington.
No. Mizzou. Carrington didn't go to Mizzou. But this guy's entire family, they're diehard Mizzou fans. Every hoodie he owns in October, it says Missouri on it. And even he was like, I've got to cool my expectations. He's like, they look great. First touchdown of the game was Luther Burden. But then it was like he got to the point where he's like, it's Murray State.
It's Murray State.
And I'm like, it's Murray State.
But you did what you were supposed to do.
But
if it was a close
snot
game,
out of him.
You beat the snot out of him. You did exactly what you needed to do last night. There's like literally nothing to take away from the Kansas and Missouri games because they went out there and they did what everybody told them that they needed to do.
But college football's back, and that's the greatest part about everything. Because I was watching, you know, went and played golf and then went to Martin City to have some pizza.
Nice. There you go.
Yeah, got the meat lovers one or whatever it is. I think it's called the carne.
The carne.
Yep. And then I got a nice Caesar salad at
Caesar
Martin
salad.
City.
I was over there the other day, had the ahi tuna salad. I love it.
I love their Caesar salad, one of the best in the land. And all of a sudden I'm watching and I'm like, oh my God, it's here. College football is here.
Mm-hmm.
We can all be armchair quarterbacks. We can all be head coaches.
Right.
We got Josh Klingler on Twitter saying, I've only seen 30 seconds of Colorado, North Dakota State, and I still cannot believe the poor clock management. College football is back.
Yeah, right. Clock management, like, whatever, man.
It was awful.
You know, but
it was not great.
It was embarrassing.
But like, why do we always complain about, like, Andy Reid couldn't manage the clock in a different lifetime. Now he's got Patrick Mahomes. He's a fine clock manager, right?
And he managed the clock to the perfect tee last year in the Super Bowl where he's like, it doesn't matter if we run out of time. We get the ball no matter what.
Right, exactly.
And everybody else, like myself, right? Yeah, everyone else, I'm going, dude, run out of time.
Right. right.
And he's going, listen here.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And did just fine. Herm Edwards couldn't manage the clock. He hired that guy, Dick Curl, to be his like clock management guru.
Love
or whatever.
Richard Curl.
I mean, so like every coach is accused. Like, that's the one thing fans love to go back to. That's terrible clock management. Is it? Or do guys just not make plays? Like that ultimately ends up being what it is, right? You like, I think being down there on the field is a completely different beast than sitting on our couch watching TV screaming about clock management. Like, every fan screams about clock management. I don't know that any of us would be good at it in that moment on the sideline.
I could barely get the clock right on this radio show.
That's exactly right. You had about clock management,
I
right?
I clock management from my boss every day. Hey, that 7 o'clock hour, we were a little late. We're not going to be late here because this show is called Fesco and Dusty. It's on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Coming up next, Chief Song is a local artist. We get more songs, corner depth issue, plus Kadarius Toney. You thought he might be rude about it, but he's actually pretty okay with it, I think. Mac Morty, Bob Fesco, Dusty Leggett. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for sports radio.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
I've had 3 cigarettes in the first 45 minutes. I'm good to go. I'm calm. I'm collected. I'm cool. People running back on their words, saying that they think that I'm, you know, not going to be here. It's okay. Great rant, Dusty. Loved it. Entertaining. Sent earlier to the old text line. Well, you're back. Thanks for the encouragement. Not that I needed it, but thank you for listening. I know exactly why Kling was ready to retire now. He was too smooth with his listening to 610 yada yada station that he didn't want to learn the new one to say, LOL.
No, I think he loves life. Is it going to storm this morning?
It's supposed to storm, yeah. A friend of mine usually walks every morning, and she's like, not walking today. It's supposed to be nasty out there. But, it's supposed to be a quick hitter, I think. I don't think we're supposed to get, all-day rain or anything like that. But
that was my nickname in college.
All-day rain?
No, quick hitter.
Oh. That's not a good nickname. I think...
Suit yourself, Bob. Suit yourself. I was a very busy man. Very busy man. Loved a quick hit.
Yep. But yeah.
Leadoff hitter.
Dark.
Slow but efficient.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean? You ever been a leadoff hitter?
That's where you want to be.
Yeah, dude. You want to hit first and quick.
I'm sorry. I just had a
brain fart.
Yeah. It's going to rain.
Let's go to Ollie Williams for the weather report. It's going to rain. Let's go to Bob Fesco for the weather report. Don't walk.
Yeah, it's going to rain out there. Storming in Olathe right now from the text line.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I did see a question earlier because we were talking about Colorado. Travis Hunter. Let's talk about this for about 5 seconds.
Okay.
Quarterback or wide receiver in the NFL?
Well, I think you go and play in both.
That's not going to happen.
No, I understand right. that. But I don't. Why would you limit somebody? Like
injury?
We want. No, but I mean, like, we put people in boxes, right? Like, oh, is he a pitcher? Like this Cags guy, right? Is he going to be a pitcher? Mm-hmm. Is he going to be a hitter? Well, let's see what he can do. Why not let him do both? Look what we did with Ohtani. We let him do both, and my God, he's the best player in baseball.
But to be fair, has this been the best year Ohtani's had in his career?
Hitting-wise, yeah, and he's not pitching. Yeah, so people would say that, but he's a Cy Young candidate when he
right.
pitches, and he's an MVP candidate when he hits,
I mean, he's going
hits,
to win
right?
MVP in the NL.
Yeah, no.
Right? I mean, it's over.
Yeah, it's over. There,
pretty much,
yeah.
Which I thought the stat was crazy. I don't know if I brought this up yesterday.
Did you see the line for his bobblehead dolls, by the way, the
it
other
was
day?
Outside the stadium.
It was the first time Dodger fans showed up on time.
And they didn't use the carpool lane.
Right.
I will say this.
That's a good one. That's a deep one. That's good, though. I like it a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah,
For $50, fellas.
Yeah.
Hey, Marty, let me sit in the seat.
Right.
This is my dad's seat, Larry. Your dad's dead. Either way, it is definitely death over there. I'm sorry. I keep looking at the sky.
It is dark.
But no, I think that.
Is this the first morning you've worked where a real true storm has rolled through at this hour?
I mean,
like, oh my God, here it comes.
I've been here for some gnarly nights on after hours where
the
station got hit by lightning and Julio and I both were like, are we alive or is this like the, is this purgatory?
Right.
Anyways, Travis Hunter, I think will be a corner in football.
Oh, you do?
I do. I just think that, like, he probably is telling me with two middle fingers, have you seen the receiver market? Which we can get into Brandon Ayuk a little bit later. As I tweeted at Ben Maller last night, I was like, so far I'm okay, right? And obviously Ben joined us yesterday. He'll join us again next week and the week after, and you'll get his chicken strips at the landing. But I think that he plays wide receiver if the money, obviously the money market. But yeah. I think he would be better as a corner. And that's just my opinion, but Travis Hunter is a stud. I can't wait to watch all of his games.
I think when you have a guy, though, like that, and he's coming into the league, you draft him as an athlete, and you let him see, are you better as a corner or as a wide receiver? When that team drafts you, you know he has the ability to do both. Don't put him in a box. Don't paint him as one or the other. Say, go out here, and we're going to play on offense and defense in practice, and we're going to see where you excel the most at.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with both of you, actually. I think he's a better corner, but I'd play him at both. I think he's too electric and too talented to not try and utilize it. It's both.
Or it's both. Yeah. Or you say he's a corner, but like use him once in a while on offense or something like that. Like, I think it's a unique situation, and we try to keep everything so buttoned up and neat. And what position is this guy? What position is that guy? Dude's an athlete. Dude can play both sides of the ball. We're gonna draft him in the top 10, whoever you are, Carolina, whatever team is in the top 10 drafting, and we're going to bring him in and we're going to see where he excels and what he does best. I mean, so we're drafting an athlete. We're drafting a guy that could be a cornerback. He could be a wide receiver. And after OTAs and mini camp and all that nonsense that goes through, we'll figure out where he goes and who knows what we're going to do with him. Like, that's a great problem to have, because I think Travis Hunter is going to be a great player in this league.
Mm-hmm. Booty pumps, goes.
Did you stay up and watch that Minnesota game last night?
That thing didn't start till like 9:30 last night.
Welcome to Colorado last year, dude.
Right,
in the Pac-12.
That's right. Yeah.
Utah, you know, USC.
Booty pumps goes.
Yeah. That sort of audio is going to keep me up late, Bob. I'm sorry, but like when you have General Booty on a team.
8-4 ULM. Booty pumps goes. Got a man open. It's caught. It's Wells. Corner. End zone. Touchdown, Warhawks. The first touchdown of the 2024 campaign for ULM.
Where's that guy calling the game from?
From the basement in the movie Saw 1.
I mean, my God. Is that guy in the John?
I handcuffed us in the bathtub. Game over. I just can't believe that we finally have it.
Booty. Yeah. Pumps. Goes.
That's the best soundbite this show's had since Cooter.
Booty. Pumps. Goes.
Speaking of booty pumps,
Cooter.
Yes, that is both in the same bathroom corner. Speaking of corners and all that sort of thing, we saw the Chiefs kind of in some other stuff, right?
The Cooter is the number one.
The greatest drop of Fesco in the morning of all time.
I mean, it is
Cooter.
I mean, where is he? Why is he in like
Cooter Romeo?
I don't know. I don't know if he is like in the SeaWorld tank, like cleaning out. They're like, what's the name of this whale? Cooter.
Cooter.
Yeah, sorry, Romeo.
Yeah.
Cooter's got a knee.
Where is Cooter, though? Like, is
Jim
he coaching? Yeah.
We can find out.
He's a Tennessee guy. Is he coaching? The last I heard, he was coaching the Lions, but I don't think he's there anymore.
He is the offensive coordinator for the Colts.
For the Colts?
Yeah.
Okay. Who is?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Cooter.
Arugula, Cooter. He looks like a Jim Bob Cooter too.
He does. Yes. Yes.
Like four different hairstyles.
Yeah. He's bald.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah.
Sure doesn't look like it.
Oh, that. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I see what you're saying. Like really, really tight, tight.
He could probably bring it home if he wanted to. 40 years old from Fayetteville.
Yeah. He was friends with Peyton Manning in college. I think like they were like somehow connected or whatever. Like maybe he was Peyton's backup quarterback at Tennessee. There's some Tennessee connection there with Jim Bob Cooter. You can do a deep dive on
Is
on
Jim Bob.
Bob
Cooter or is James Robert Cooter a better nickname for him?
Well, first of all, why are you naming somebody James Robert? You know they're going to call him Jim Bob.
Jim Bob.
And you're not giving that guy an opportunity.
James Robert sounds
Come on,
like,
Randy!
Yeah, James Robert sounds like a college you go to because you had a 1.86 GPA and you got to get somewhere to D1 in
that
a couple
like
years.
Like where my mother's brother went back in the day, Bob Jones University or something like that, named after a guy, is like the only place that was open.
Yeah, that's just crazy. I just cannot get over that. Booty pumps.
Mm-hmm.
Booty pumps. Goes.
Is that Peyton Manning, though? It does sound like Peyton to me.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just the way that he says it. It's like you know what he's doing.
Yeah, they had Peyton Manning on the 9:30 ULM game last
night.
Well,
they did. They tried to ease him in instead of just giving him the number one game like Tom Brady.
Welcome to Omaha Productions. Our number one play is...
Booty, pumps, goes.
It sounds just like Peyton.
Mm. You a booty guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Brioche.
He's good.
Brioche. Booty, pumps, goes.
He's been in college football longer than the football's been in college football, right? Like Jim David Booty, what's his name?
James, I don't know. Jim Bob
General Booter. Yeah. General Booty, right?
General Booty.
General Booty.
That guy's, he's played for every college football team, I feel like. Like, he started at, like, Ohio State, and now he's down to ULM. Like, he's kind of bounced down the rung of places to play in college football. Next year, he'll be playing for Texas Lutheran University.
Lutheran? Oh, okay. I thought you said... No, never mind.
TLU is my first job.
I thought you said Texas Lucifer University.
No, Lutheran. Texas Lutheran University.
Lucifer, great show. It's just going to keep happening.
Rep the team, 15. Do your thing, 15. Them other teams hate when you on the scene, cause you stepping on their dreams, 15. Just keep your nose clean, 15. Everything ain't what it seems, 15. Just hit Travis down the scene, 15. Bet that slow the defense down like some lean, 15. Record breaking scheme, 15. Here go a mean 16. Back in 2016, they telling us you need work. The whole time you proving those reactions, there was knee jerk. Ski skirt, Lil Hezzy coasting down the sideline. Titans game, we remember that. Like,
we'll play more of that. That's the new Chiefs song coming out. We might. Cody Tapp's got some challengers. Just saying.
I kind of like the Royals song from yesterday a little bit better. Okay. I don't know.
You got it ready to go?
You got it ready. You got it up there, Mac. You got to have that song.
We're bad on clock management. We got to get out of here. We're turning into Dion. Coming up on the other side, we get to our preseason rankings, coaches, rookies, awards. You know you want to chime in. 913-586-7965. Our boss said we couldn't get three phone calls today. I challenge you, Kansas City, as a rainbow is developing in the eastern skies.
It's a good sign.
I know a few things about pink skies. Hey, Don. But 913-586-7965, your time to chime in on season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And awards here on Fesco and Dusty, 96.5, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.